For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ann.
I'm very upset with you.
Why is that?
Because I loved you. I was in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I fear that.
I fear that that love has come to an end. The way you're saying it in past tense.
Was this before or after the bottle of gin?
Galvin, you are my man.
Yeah,
okay. But you love me.
I did, but not anymore.
Why don't you love me anymore?
ER Annie.
What?
Okay. This ER Annie.
My Annie.
ER Annie.
Oh, this is the nurse that calls in drunk all the time.
This is drunk nurse Annie?
Oh, Rob, you better shut.
I like you, Ann.
Why don't you love me anymore, Ann?
I like you now. Oh, you know why? Because you are biased about Trump. And I don't like that.
What do you mean I'm biased about Trump? What does that mean to you?
You are a public figure, right?
Very popular and award-winning.
mm-hmm. I think you are the sexiest man.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
But the point is, you are a public figure.
I heard.
You cannot be all about what you feel. Obviously, you feel Trump is the right candidate.
No, why do you think that? I've never said that. I just think Hillary is not the right candidate.
He's actually gone out of his way to say that he thinks that Trump's nuts, too.
Today, twice on the show, yeah, I said, right, I think Trump is crazy and will cause World War III.
Yes! He is the devil.
I hope to make you make those noises in the throes of passion one day, Annie.
Oh, I will for you, Mike.
What do you look like? Are you a good-looking old broad or what?
I am an old broad.
What do you look like? Flo from Alice? What do you compare yourself to somebody famous?
Oh, my God. I can't even think of somebody famous.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I'm not telling.
Well, you don't have to tell Carmen, so we're going to draw you, and we're going to see if we could draw what you look like.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Carmen? Hold on, Annie. Get Annie. And Dom, you want to draw Annie?
Yeah. Spanish, give me that pen right there, please. Good morning, by the way, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
By the way, he's wearing a Donald Trump hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironically. What are you doing, math here, Spanish? What is this?
Hold on. We're drawing what we think Annie looks like. I think I'm pretty good on this one.
I wish I had some colored pencils.
What color would you need?
Blue.
For what?
Her eyeshadow.
Veiny face. Stand by. We're drawing. It's Arts and Crafts time on the Mike Calda Show. All right. Okay.
Some eyebrows going on.
Annie. By Mike Calda. All right, I'm done. Right. Carmen, let me know when you have it.
I got it.
Don't show it to us yet.
Not going.
All right, let me get the lovely muse back on the line. Annie, how you doing, pumpkin?
Good, Mike. I'm in love with you.
I think you shouldn't be. I mean, if I was a woman, I would be my type. What?
I think Galvin is the funniest thing ever.
That's true.
And I was against Rob, and I even love Rob now.
Mm.
But Mike, you gotta be more unbiased about.
But you know, my job as a public figure is to be completely opposite of that.
Exactly. Literally, this whole show—it's the Mike Calda Show. What he's supposed to do is give his opinion on everything.
Right? You don't have to agree with me,
but it's your opinion.
You are biased for Trump.
Okay. I am anti-Hillary. Man. I will tell you that.
Well, I'm not about Hillary.
Who are you voting for?
I'm not telling.
Why? But you're not a public figure. You should be telling people.
Do you want this maniac
No.
And when you have children, you have children.
I do.
Right. Should you want this maniac?
Which one? They're both maniacs.
Yes, they are.
One maniac is better than the other one.
No. Come on. You are, no.
Yes.
You are a public figure.
You are.
And
are we done drawing Annie? Did everybody have her Annie picture?
Yes.
All right. You want to show them first? Then we'll.
Sure.
Here's my Annie.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is she a mermaid?
I'm not very good at feet.
That's Ariel right there.
Yeah, I'm not very good at feet. Look from the feet up. She's kind of like a cross between a Close Encounters alien and Flo from
Here is my Annie.
I would bang that. If you look like Galvin, if you look like Galvin's drawing of you, we're going to make sweet love.
Oh, no.
Rob, let me see what you got.
Every bus.
Oh, that one, too.
Ever had.
Yep. Awesome.
Smoking a cigarette.
Is she missing an eye? Or
Dom?
Is that a patch?
That's a lazy eye. All
right.
What does she have? Lupus? Or what is that?
That is a
rickets.
A flower.
She's in the hospital.
Dress.
Yes. A hospital gown.
Yes, a hospital
she's
gown.
Losing her hair.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Well, that's where I see my clients in the hospital.
Let's see what Annie looks like. Well, hold on, we're guessing. That's her.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in, Annie.
I'm
you're
pretty
way
close.
Hotter than we guessed.
I'm pretty close.
Mine's
oh man, let me see some more pictures.
That's it. Because we're not friends.
No.
And I will let you know right now. If I was a single man, I would happily make sweet love to you.
Great.
Not in that picture, but the other picture.
Galvin.
Yes.
I'm upset.
Why are you upset, Annie?
Because
all out of gin?
I love you.
Well, what did
I thought you loved me. This
what
is
did
ridiculous.
I do to make you upset?
Fight for her love, guys.
Anyway.
Yeah, you don't have anything. You're just upset. You're just mad at the world, and you took it out on me. Why did I make you upset? I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Galvin. You
Annie.
Are the best.
Thank you.
You should be, and even Rob, I'm very, very, I was anti-Rob, now I love Rob, but Mike Calza.
You're not finishing any thoughts. I should be what?
You should be the king of the world.
Oh, yeah. All right. I like that.
Okay, Mike Calza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you.
That you love me.
You need to really, really think about things.
I am.
You have children.
I do have children.
And you want this maniac?
Which maniac?
Trump.
Why is he a maniac?
My God, where do I start?
I don't know. Start anywhere. Just give me one thing that would qualify him to be a maniac.
He is very anti-woman.
What did he do to make you think he's anti-woman?
Oh, my God, Mike.
I'm just asking you for an example, Drunk Annie.
All right. I can't give you an example.
Right. And most of the most people like you,
Mike,
would like to just say things and they can't back them up. Egotistical does not make you a bad person.
No.
Okay.
You're a public figure.
I know.
And
we've established that.
And you are standing by him.
I am
right?
not standing by anyone. I
you
am telling you.
You were in the picture you took with him. You were standing right
standing next to him. I am telling you, out of the two of them, I will easily vote for him over her.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
But why, though? You have not brought up one thing about him that would say, that would back up your claims of being sexist or the devil. Yes.
Mike.
And E.
Donald Trump is the Antichrist.
Okay, why would you say that?
Oh, my God. Because he's going to cause World War III.
Why, are you psychic? You can see the future?
Yes.
Well, how is he going to do that?
Annie just repeats things she heard. She heard you say that earlier, so now she's repeating
What
that.
Would be the events that would lead to World War III?
My God, this guy is an idiot. Why can't you say that?
You know, he's worth somewhere near $10 billion. Not too many idiots are able to amass that sort of wealth.
Oh, my God, Mike. Really? That's what you're going to go by?
I'm having a hard time being swayed by your awesome argument of repeating things that
you're
I said.
You're right. You're right.
I know. I'm always
I
right.
Agree.
The burden of being always right is getting
it's hard to be swayed by a woman who's drunk at 8:46 in the morning.
Hey, I worked in New York. I get off early.
Oh, that makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Mike, I think Trump will make Annie great again.
Calvin,
I don't think she was great the first
really
place.
Really disappointing me.
Yeah, Galvin.
That was Galvin, by the way. Yeah. That was Galvin, by the way, that said that. That was Galvin, by the way.
I said Galvin.
Ah, Galvin.
Galvin.
How come you're not married?
Do you really want me to answer that?
I do.
Because, no, I'm not answering that.
Stinky privates?
No stinky privates.
I don't know why else would you not want to answer it, is what I'm saying.
Because... I don't know. Nobody wants me.
Oh, maybe you should ease off the alcohol in the early morning weekdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go on the cruise. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Go on the cruise. A designated week of the year to go drinking. That would be a better approach as an adult, I think.
Well, I'll be on your cruise someday, mister.
Okay, lady. Oh. It was a pleasure talking to you again today. You brought a lot of great points to the forefront.
No.
No.
I want you to rethink. All I want you to do is rethink.
But I can't because you're giving me nothing to go on. You've not provided me with any facts to make me go, you know, maybe drunk Annie's right.
Yes.
Right.
Your Annie.
My Annie.
Your Annie, baby.
I think drunk Annie is more fitting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Annie, as your lawyer, I don't want you anywhere near driving a car for 12 hours.
You're not driving today, are you?
Do not drive a car.
You just quiet down there.
Oh, my God. No problem. I've given my advice.
Yes.
I've done a disclaimer. Don't drive a car 12 hours.
Since she's off doing
too late for that, okay?
Hey, Annie, since you're off, I'm assuming you work like nights or whatever. Would you like to come in for the next drunky drunk girl party that we're going to have?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. All right. I don't think she'll never come in.
Oh, yes, she will. Yes, she will. No.
Especially after today.
She won't even remember this phone call.
No, not a chance.
All right. All right, Matt Calta, just rethink what you're doing, okay? Yeah.
Can I come over after the show today?
Sure.
You'd be passed out. Slumped over the counter.
What time do you have to work next, Danny? What time do you have to work next?
I'm not telling.
Noon. Noon today.
It's cute when you do that.
That's right. It's like Bert, secret time. Right? It's what Bert says. It's secret time.
All right, Annie.
I love you,
Annie.
You should. And it's a pleasure talking to you today, and we've learned a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
What time you got to go back to work? Try to sneak it in a little. Yeah.
By the way, I accidentally, instead of drawing Annie, I drew Michael Sweet from Striper.
Striper.
Is that unbelievable?
Oh, the surprising thing, I still bang him.
He had the mole there and everything.
Awesome.
Oh, she was a lot different looking than I thought she would be.
Yes, much cleaner and less wrinkled, but still. Oof.
Yeah. She certainly brought a lot of great points to the,
she
to
did.
The front line. And a lot of good. Now I have to reevaluate my future.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.